That is Wilco here on the Penguin, imagining summer for us on this chilly day. Summer Teeth, actually the name of that one, and pretty much a handpicked song from my very special guest I have joining me here in the studio. I always get the great pleasure getting to shine our local voices spotlight on local voices here in our community. And I've got Sarah Pless in here, Sarah Pless DDS. You may have heard of her from Renaissance Dental Studio. I mean, I know the first time I heard the term dental studio, it caught my attention. So we're going to be talking about that and shining a light on all that they have going on, the cutting edge, state of the art of the practice, really. So can't wait to hear more and share it with everybody. But first, welcome to the Igloo.
Well, thank you very much, Kim. Thanks so much for having me.
So glad to have you. A little bit of a music junkie. She came in. She's like, can we play some Wilco? I'm like, yes. And we've got to have one that talks about teeth, of course. So what I will do is kind of hand it over to you for a second and let you give everybody out there a little bit of an introduction. For anybody that doesn't know, Renaissance Dental Studio opened just before you go over the Reitzel Beach Bridge. Mm-hmm. Has it been 3 years now?
Almost
3 years.
Almost.
Congratulations on that. But to backtrack a little bit, how did you get into this field? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, thank you very much for having me. My name is Sarah Pless. I am a dentist just down the street here from the Penguin, the Igloo. Was really interested in doing something healthcare related when I was a kid, and met a lovely young lady at NC State. Go Pack. She was a senior when I was a freshman, and just kind of sat down and said, do you know what the life of a MD is like? Do you know what the life of a dentist is like? And I was scared to death of the dentist. I had only had one filling in my entire life.
I was going to ask about your experience as a kid growing up with dentists. Was it a really scary thing for you?
It was an older person who didn't say anything to me. I waited in terror until he arrived in the room. I remember, they didn't even wear gloves, so you could kind of, taste what they might have just, had a minute before this. So things have changed tremendously, but that certainly shaped how I set up my solo venture when it finally came around. We try to think of ways that reasons people don't go to the dentist, and to eliminate some of those hurdles, those obstacles.
And so when you saw the sort of like, this is the life of an MD, this is the life of a dentist, you're like, okay, I can do a lot and help a lot of people. But
We get to spend a ton of time with people like him. whenever we see people, we can sit down and have face-to-face conversation. It's not an every 10 minutes somebody's in and out. And that always is going to have to be part of whatever industry I chose.
Right. So let's talk just a little bit about Renaissance Dental Studio. As I said a minute ago, I know it completely caught my attention the first time I heard that. I was like, what is a dental studio?
Yeah.
So paint a little bit of a picture.
Sure. So technology has changed the world in so many ways. I just was asking you how we do a radio station here. It's crazy. Everybody thinks that it has to be one way, but technology's changed so much. So dentistry is no different. With the advent of the internet, communications with patients becomes easier. We use a laser at Renaissance to sometimes even do fillings without having to numb a patient. And
let's make sure everybody just heard that. Yeah. I actually have not ever had a filling. Uh-huh. You've had your one cavity. Uh-huh. I've not really had one, but of course that's a big deal for so many people. So you're saying you can fill cavities perhaps with a laser and not having to use a drill.
So my Dr. Cook, my dentist at the office, just did a
who's a big Penguin fan too, right?
Huge Penguin fan. He fangirled over Kim when she came in the studio that day. He just did my filling with Celea laser, so I didn't have to have a shot, and it was amazing. I sat up just jumping for joy because I had been using it on patients for a couple of years already, but to be able to experience that as a patient was so reassuring that, we're onto something here, and to be able to help patients, get through that huge anxiety. Because again, it's just technology makes the art of dentistry meets the science of dentistry. And we just really want to, keep pressing forward. There's always got to be a better way to do all of this. So,
right. And talking about the fear you had as a kid, I know you do a lot to help kids now. I mean, mm-hmm. you're helping everyone, but shine a little bit of a light on what you're doing for the kiddos.
So I literally just came from working on a baby this morning. I had some issues breastfeeding my youngest child, who's now 4. And it's not always a comfortable situation. And right. sometimes the anatomy of a baby's mouth makes that really hard for a mom to get a routine going and stick with it. And so we use that same laser that we can use to fill cavities without numbing on soft tissue. So if a child has some tissues that are tied down in the mouth, that mean they don't have a full range of mobility, and that tend to hurt mom when they breastfeed. So we are correcting things like that. We're working on another program called Healthy Start, which is so wonderful for kind of interrupting the way that we've always thought about children and teeth. A lot of times, not having a proper airway at nighttime especially can lead to a bunch of systemic things for which we often just, you know, find other medicines for or other Band-Aids. But if we can intervene and help a child develop a proper way to breathe from a very young age, then that's just all cherries on top.
And cuts down on a laundry list of problems.
Yeah.
I know my mind was blown when I saw you and we were talking about this Healthy Start and the list of symptoms that can be right. related to teeth issues right. and improper breathing. My mind was blown that day. Right. I mean, what are some of those, for parents out there listening, what are some of those symptoms?
So a lot of kids that tend to have recurrent earaches and infections can be because they're breathing through their mouths, which means that their tonsils are having to filter all the air that normally our noses would be filtering. So they end up with enlarged tonsils, and sometimes surgery is appropriate for that. But if you don't have to suffer through that, you know, let us talk to you about, you know, an alternative to kicking that out from a very early age. And then, you know, gosh, the teeth straightening thing is incredible.
Of course.
We've got some 8-9-year-olds, and crowding is already starting sometimes mm-hmm. from the minute those first permanent teeth come in, even baby teeth sometimes too. So to watch an 8-year-old, 9-year-old start wearing some nighttime retainers and spin their little crooked teeth into place within a few months' time is just, it blows my mind every time we get them back in to check up on them.
So, and you're, by doing that, often, if not always, preventing them from having to get braces.
Right. Which, you know,
light bulb,
that's kind of been the way of American teenagerhood all these years. And orthodontics is wonderful, you know, to build aesthetic smiles and align teeth. But we just have an alternative this way. And so we're so happy to bring that to the Wilmington community.
If you are just listening, just joining us and tuning in, that is the voice of Sarah Pless with Renaissance Dental Studio, opened 3 years ago on Wrightsville. We are streaming live on Facebook, too, if you want to take a look. Hi from the igloo. Kristen back there doing the camera work for us. And you can check in. There's so much more for us to tell you about Renaissance Dental Studio, a different kind of dentistry.
That's right.
Hanging out with us here, our different kind of bird. We're a match made, I'd say. and we're going to talk a little bit more. I could keep her here all day because there's so much to cover. But we will hand it over for a little musical interlude at the moment. We will serve up Wet Willies, Keep On Smiling here on The Penguin. We got to stop our chit chat and get back to business, right? Having too much fun chit chatting. Of course, that was Wet Willie with it, Keep On Smiling. Just a perfect song for us. I've got a very special guest joining me here in the studio, Sarah Pless, DDS. In fact, her website at Renaissance Dental Studio is plessdds.com. So clever, and it sticks. I mean, it has stuck in my head for sure. So if you don't know about Renaissance Dental Studio, which obviously tells you by its name alone, it is a different kind of dentist, different kind of dentistry that they're practicing. If you missed our first segment, you can catch it on the Penguin's Facebook page. We have gone Facebook Live for this video. There's really so much to cover. I mean, we were just talking about something very unique in the first segment that you have going on there, a lactation consultant mm-hmm. for the breastfeeding moms, because some babies' mouths need help being able to latch on properly.
Right.
And that's just, I mean, what other dentists have got that going on, you know?
Again, there's so much connection. Kristen and I were just discussing about, I mean, a mouth. It's the entryway to the body. But again, what we're learning about, the way that you breathe, the way that you hold your lips open, hopefully closed, actually, where your tongue is, it should be living in the roof of your mouth. Be thinking about that later today, ladies.
Right.
But that is incredibly helpful just to give you optimal health. Breathing through the mouth causes a lot of issues. Then we talk about grinding of teeth at nighttime. We talk about sleep apnea issues. So mind body, or you know, just whole health connection is so important for what we're doing in the studio.
Yeah, and it's just really you think it's for a lot of people, you think it's just your teeth, mm-hmm. but it is so much more than that. And we also touched on in that last segment about the Healthy Start program for kids. Mm-hmm. I've got my stepdaughters coming for an appointment to learn about that to help get the teeth straightened. But again, and she's already had to have her tonsils out. Mm-hmm. Probably because she was sleeping with her mouth open. And like you said before, that's working as the filter and causing other problems because you're not sleeping properly.
That's right.
And then there was, I know you talked about even attention issues with kids can be correlated and bedwetting, things like that. There's a long list of things that can be associated with these the scenarios.
So if we don't get that proper oxygen at night, you know, obviously your little brain's going to say, hey, don't die, stay alive. But the things down the list that would need the oxygen, like a weak bladder muscle, you know, it's not going to be able to hold. And so a child that is sleeping with their mouth open, whose airflow is severely compromised, probably is going to release their bladder. And I had no idea. I have a 4 and a 6 year old, but I have parents come in and they have, you know, 8, 9, 10 year olds that are still, that's happening. And that's so hard.
Sure.
It's time to, you know, go to sleepovers, maybe not during Corona, but,
right.
But, and then sheets every morning, you know, it just is real lifestyle interruption. And so again, if we can help with any of that, then again, it's just all cherries on top to me.
Right. And that's just like one of the, you know, one of the arenas in which you're really doing so much. Of course, I came to see you because I'm ready to get my teeth straightened out after having braces a long time ago, not mm-hmm. wearing my retainer properly mm-hmm. afterwards, lost it, broke, whatever. And and you notice all of a sudden I look up one day and I'm like, oh my gosh, my teeth have moved. Mm-hmm. So Invisalign for people straightening teeth. And I'll tell you too, I was really surprised after my consultation with you. You're talking about me being able to be done in maybe 4 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking at least a year.
So the world of plastic moving teeth has significantly changed in the last 5 to 10 years here. So for adults who desire an aesthetic touch up, you know, just best smile they can possibly achieve, as well as we talk a lot about the way the teeth come together. And so when they are in disharmony, the top to bottom teeth, they wear each other out. You get chipping and cracking on teeth. But largely, we can get those teeth put right back into their nice little happy places mm-hmm. in just a few months' time with plastic. It is revolutionary.
That is revolutionary. It's amazing what all you've got going on over there. And I know there's more. And then, of course, it's pretty nice there. You can go and distract the kids with – you've got Netflix.
That's right.
And massage chairs and things like that. Tell
the
a little
office
bit.
Office is always a happy go-to place for folks at the dentist. Not everybody's favorite place to be in a dental chair. It's a very vulnerable spot for someone to be so close to your face, your mouth. So any distractions we can provide, we sought. So got some noise canceling headphones, maybe like the ones you're wearing.
Right.
You get your choice of Netflix. So we say Netflix and drill. Ha, ha, ha. We have a heated massage chair. That's our dental chair. So on cold days like today, and also why do people keep their dentist offices so cold?
Right.
Because we're so hot. Okay. Right. But you can turn on your massage. You can turn on your heat. And again, it's just a nice distraction to kind of like zone out and be like, oh, y'all just doing your thing. Go for it. And children especially, they won't speak to me. They just stay agape, you know, watching the whatever Paw Patrol it might be today. Right. And we're able to just get in there and do what we need to do. And they're like, oh, is it time to go? I mean, you kind of have to like tap them, bump them. Hey, we're done here. So
who would have thought?
I know, right?
Really, the kids that like you grew up petrified of going to the dentist, and here kids are not wanting to leave.
Yes.
That's profound.
Yeah, we give them these little sun-changing, hyper-color sunglasses, too. So when they bust out to the sunshine, their little sunglasses turn a color. So got to keep everybody entertained.
No doubt about it. And, just practicing, as you say, a different kind of dentistry. Plus, I think I've read, too, a 3D printer there, so mm-hmm. you can do a lot of things sort of same day.
Right. So we are so blessed to live on what we call aesthetic row there. We have a blow-dry bar right next to us, a nail salon, a spa next to us. So if you actually did crack a tooth or you needed an actual dental crown, what we do is get the dental work part of it knocked out. And so you get to watch your TV while we work on you for, you know, 45 minutes or so. And then we'll send you next door to one of our neighbors, probably get a manicure or pedicure on us while we do the 3D printing. So we stick a little ingot of porcelain in the 3D printer. It mills out a crown. And by the time you're done with your manicure or pedicure, you come back over and boop, we got you bonded on. You don't have to have a temporary that way. You don't have to come back, possibly be numb a second time. So We love that.
Right. The more I talk to you, the further my jaw drops. I mean, really, it is truly, I mean, a different kind of dentistry is what you've got going on over there. Talk for just a minute about misconceptions people might have about Renaissance Dental or dental issues in general.
We see a lot of patients who, you know, they'll call and they hate to even say it's been a few years, you know, between under their breath a little. Mm-hmm. But that's totally okay. We'll get to the starting point and we'll get you back to baseline, as my husband calls it, and we'll just keep moving forward. But a lot of times patients that do come in say, you know, well, I haven't really had any pain. But what often has happened is we've got some gum disease underlying, and that's really not great for overall health to have that inflammation in your system. So you might need something more than just an average 6-month cleaning. So again, just really important to come on in at least once a year. We prefer twice so we can stay on top of those kinds of things and make sure there's no other issues brewing for which you might need, you know, more invasive dentistry down the line.
Prevention. Yeah. Try to cut down on those problems. And just before we do let you go, obviously, I mean, your passion, you exude your passion for this from the first time I met you and to hear you talking about your practice and what you guys do. What do you find the most rewarding for you in doing this?
I mean, that family, for instance, we did a little something to their child, but then at the end, the part that hadn't even come up, they told me they're like aquaculture farmers. I love to get to know somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to have to dash in and blah, 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 through the teeth stuff and leave. You know, a lady came in last week and we just went down this rabbit hole of some things that have been happening to her. And I'm like, you know what? We'll get to your teeth. It's okay. I just love to be able to have a family of patients. We really think of them as family members. I mean, I'm basically 24/7. Patients text us all the time, and we can get right back to you if you just have, you know, a silly question. You think it's silly, but, I mean, let's just put your mind at ease. And so that people let us into their families as part of their, you know, healthcare and lives is just, that's precious to me. That's my favorite part about my job.
Amen. Yeah. And, of course, how happy you make people when they can smile with confidence. Yeah. And aren't having problems and pain and all that, but you know.
And now's the time. So everybody's living behind a mask. Right. Yeah. But it's crazy. Like those masks are going to come off one day, folks, and we're going to be able to see each other's smiles again. So behind the mask, we can help you. Let's get you all straightened up, brightened up before we can finally breathe again.
That's right. It is the perfect time for that Invisalign. It's like, yeah, gotta get it all fixed. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time. I know you are very busy with a bustling practice. Just before you go over the bridge in Wrightsville Beach, you will find Renaissance Dental Studio over on the left. They are a different kind of dentist, state of the art. Great ways to help your kids with things well beyond your teeth. I mean, it's much more than that for kids and adults. You can find out all you need to know at plessdds.com. They're on Facebook. We've recorded our interview today, Facebook Live, so you'll be able to see that on the Penguins Facebook page, and she'll have it up on hers as well. And we just thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome to the hood.
Yeah.
All right. We've got lots more music always around the corner here on The Penguin.